Tuesday night, or Yud Beis Cheshvan Tovshinai night. Varhalocha in Chovitz Al Bavos. Regarding the mitzvah of Chinuch, so the mitzvah of Chinuch, you have to be mechanech your children. Fine. What about after Bar Mitzvah? So the Mishnah Brura is pretty much mashma, virtually says that there's no mitzvah of chinuch after his bar mitzvah, although there's still a mitzvah of tochacha, and certainly the Gemara in Shabbos applies that if you see your bnei bayis doing something wrong and you're not moche, so nitfas al ha'adlon, and you're closest to your bnei bayis, so certainly that applies, and but not the mitzvah of chinuch. Rav Moshe in Dibros Moshe takes very strong issue with that. He has Raya's and Gemara's that there is definitely a mitzvah of chinuch afterwards, in what you control, in what your son still needs, guidance in. So there's certainly a mitzvah of chinuch. And, but there are Raya's both ways. So we end up Bapoyal doing, you know, there's almost no chilek, meaning you have to do what the Mishnah Berurah says anyway, and Rav Moshe says it's technically a mitzvah of chinuch, so that's it. That's take that for what it's worth, and step back if your son decides to hit you. Okay, well, at the very, very, very end of the Chavis Halvavis is Hakdama to the Sefer. V'ra'isi lachdom psichas ha-sefer hazeh b'moshel noah. I would like to end the psicha, the hakdoma to the sefer, with a moshel. Yizari zotzcha lamud al inyonov, and it will focus your mind how to learn this sefer. V'yirircha, and it'll wake you up. L'das milas hamin hazem and amitzvus mishei rusan. It'll awaken in you an appreciation of cholos halavos. Umailas shoa chokma hativius v'hamusrius v'hadibrius mechokmas haTorah. It'll help you also understand the value of other areas of knowledge, whether it's sciences, physics, chemistry, he doesn't say that, but all the things he talks about in Shaar HaBechina, zoology, plant life, the study of history, the natural sciences, even language, how to value it and use it to understand Torah better. V'tavineu b'kara oschal. So when you read about the mashal, think about the mashal. V'shiveu b'rayoncha, think about it deeply, review it. Timtzum ha'shatachavit bezus Hashem. And you'll gain a lot from the marshal. What's the marshal? V'hu, she'achad min ha'malachim chilek el avodav luzei ha'meshi, a king gave out to his servants different types of silk cloth, livchon behem as daitom, to see what they'll do with it. Hazaras mehem, the conscientious ones, the smart ones, the ones who are on the ball, Vanilbov Shabaham, Bachar Bechelko Atoshayabo, he selected a good, you know, good stuff, the better part. No, I'm sorry. He got what he got. He selected the best part of what he got, and then he put it aside. You know, he categorized it according to their how good it was. Va'asa Mechelko Shlosha Minim, he ended up dividing it up into three parts, Tov Ubenoni and Pachos. And each quality, each grade, let's say grade A, B, and C, so he figured out the use that's most appropriate for that grade. And he went to craftsmen, skilled people. And he made clothing out of the better parts, and different colors, different styles, and he figured out grade A should be worn on such occasions, grade B, you can make this kind of garment. He gave each part, each grade, the appropriate usage for it. And he chose the one that was appropriate for the occasion whenever he appeared before the king. The foolish ones, the one, also mikol chelko min ha'meshi, he just put everything together in one big mishmash. Mashos ha'zoriz mi'amin ha'pochesh bo, and he rather didn't use it for a good use, he used it for the lowest type of use, because he just lumped everything together, and he just sold it off as soon as he could for money. Umachro b'meshinas damalom and adomim, and he took the money, went to a bar, he got drunk, and he had a good time with it. The Yamar lehonos bo b'machol tov v'mishto tov v'chadomalo. Shedi adov reitz l'melech, the melech found out what each one did with it. Rotzah s'maisa zoros anul. Both obviously he was pleased with what the sharp Ever did, the Kriva Olav, and he made him into a sar, the Loa Milo Sanchez Buloso, he made him into a minister, Vayera Baino Masexil, and what the fool did, that he just put everything together, sold it at some cheap price, and took the money and blew it. Vayegor Sheyu, he sent him away, Verchiko, Shomo Sartosov, he sent him into exile, Fishkino Manche Kitzbo. Vachenu Alokim Yisborach, so Hashem, in the Nimshal, Nosan Sefer Torah, so Emes Lavodav Livchonosim. He gave us the Torah, and what are we going to do with this Torah? And what are we going to do with the whole body of knowledge that is human knowledge? Because human knowledge is all Hashem knowledge. It's all about Hashem. Hamaskal Apikeach, intelligent person, Shukori also, Vayivienu Avona Brura, Ichalkeu Shlosha Chalokim. He understands, he divides it into different parts. One is the spiritual parts, Ladas and Yonam Hadakim Haruchniyim, Hashem Chachmas Hamatzpun, Kachavis Halavavlos, and Misvei HaNefashos, how to make yourself into a better person, the more, you know, what makes you more of a spiritual person, what brings you closer to Hashem, that's one area of the Torah. The Echayim is not so Asosim Tadir, and that he commits himself to always do that. Then there's another grade called Cholos Ha'ivarim, that are specific times and specific actions. It's not all encompassing. It's Dafka this time of the year, Dafka. Right, so that's called grade B. And that he uses when it's appropriate to use that. And then there's Chelek Shlishi, whether it's history or different types of people or other Chochmas in the world. And he uses each one. The Yazar al Ishtamshu b'kolechad mehem b'chachmas hashimush b'chachmas hamolfes b'chachmas hadibur, whether it's science or observing physical observation, logic, shemehem tiena hagdomus to chachma elokis, which aid you in understanding the chachma elokis. But if, and you have to have that, kimisha ainu boki b'hem, if you have no idea about all of these other chachmas, he says, whether it's science or the other, all the chachmas in the world, ainu makir simani chachmas abor b'briyos. If you're missing a very ikadika part of the bria of chodesh halavavos, you don't see Hashem in the bria because you're just oblivious to anything that's going on around you. So you don't see it. You don't see Hashem. Lo yeda anyone gufo. He doesn't even understand his own body. What's happening in his body, which is miraculous. Koshkein zulaso. Just like the conscientious servant figured out what to do with each part. So he just takes the Torah and he just uses it to do things that don't really, that don't make him grow as a person. And he just like sells it off for instant gratification. The Yamar Lehonos Bo in Yoni Olam, and Adarabi, he uses it for his own pleasure. He uses it, let's say, to be Mizgoeh. He uses it for his own needs, whatever he wants to do with it. Maybe to get a job. Loniach Derech Haprishos, Velasos Kirson Ish for Ish. And he just uses it in a way that's, as I said, is self-gratification. Chmosh Amar HaKosov, Hu Yomuz Be'ein Musor, Brovi Valto Yishken. So I want you to think about this marshal. B'chan ochi ha-marshal hazeh ve'shivo el machshavtecho, reflect upon it. That means you're listening to me say it, and you say, oh, wait, we get it. But if the Chavis HaLovah says that you should study it and think about it and reflect upon it, this time you should do that. V'hisbonem yisevet Torah alotecho ma'asheh risicha olav, and gain insight into Hashem's Torah. And the best thing you can do is read the works of Rasadja Gaon. They also lahasig also b'kriya sifrei agon Rav Sadia Zal. Read the works of Rav Sadia Gaon. Shema meirim haseichel u'machadadim habino. That was his rebbe. Umorim hapesi. They guide people who soyim u'mezarzim haotzel. V'alukim yirenu derech avudoso kasher shal mimenu meshicho David Hamelech todiene orachayim sol asmochas es ponecho ni'imos b'yamin chanetzach. Thank you.